Welcome to Reimagined. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Swenson-Ridley, the founder of Emergent Women Coaching and a woman on a mission to help other heart-centered women leaders and entrepreneurs alter their experience of business and life from one of sacrifice and burnout to unadulterated joy and freedom. This is the show that gives you the inspiration and permission to break all the rules. We help you tap into your intuition, your zone of genius, and creativity to give you the confidence and clarity to do things differently. And we give you the tools and stories that will inspire you to rejuvenate your spirit, innovate how you lead and do business, strengthen your core identity, and connect deeply to yourself so that you emerge as the next powerful version of you. Ready to dive in? Let's go. Have you ever taken stock of how you actually relate to yourself with self-talk? I had this experience recently. This was a couple weeks ago. I have been taking on really doing heart math techniques myself. This is something I'm trained in that I actually use. It's such an amazing concept. But I was doing a guided practice on my heart math app, and it was on self-compassion or on compassion. And at one point, the guy leading it was like, or turn that lens on yourself. And so I did this, and I was like, oh, that is so uncomfortable. And it brought up a lot for me because, you know, I'm someone who has always thought or projected the outside world that, yes, I love myself and I'm so kind to myself and I take care of myself and I have all these events that have happened in my life that I talk about, but don't have any problem doing that. And there are hard things like divorce and alcoholism and bankruptcy and, you know, the crap of life that we all have, you know, our own journeys and stories and things that we've been through. But what I realized in that practice is that how I related to myself in all of those was with a lot of judgment. And it actually unearthed a lot of shame, which is a new thing for me to A, feel my emotions, but also to explore what that really feels like in my body and just be aware that it's there. And rather than getting sucked into, you know, being overwhelmed by it or just feeling like a horrible person or wanting to hide or any of those things, this exploration of self-compassion has allowed me to actually sit in that and just be aware that it's there and just step out of this place of a lot of harsh judgment. Because I'll be honest, I feel like that underlying, you know, ick that I unearthed by trying to turn compassion back on myself, it's been a lot of what's been holding me back over the past couple of years, to be honest, probably longer than that. And I bring this up because as women, we struggle so much with our self-talk and how we relate to ourselves. Most of us, the things that we think about ourselves, we would never or say to ourselves, we would never actually voice or verbalize to another person because we'd feel horrible and they would no longer be our friend or, you know, we would just be this like really nasty thing. But yet that is the voice that is running in the background for ourselves. And in that, there's so much space for transformation. So first of all, you know, if you're relating to this, I want you to know that it's all allowed to be there, right? This is not about making yourself wrong or that you're bad or that you've done something wrong or any of those things. So the first thing I want to make clear with this is that it's allowed to be there, right? Like, let's just acknowledge that this is something that many, many, many of us struggle with. And I know in my journey as an entrepreneur, there was so much where I was constantly, especially with my chiropractic practice, and even now, I mean, let's be honest, this happens and translates into my coaching business too, where I compare myself to other people, or I, you know, start getting this whole thing in my head about how I'll never make it to this level, or like whatever these things are. And it doesn't matter so much where it comes from. It's just acknowledging that it's there, right? And then we're going to turn it into something else. But we can, you know, the first step is just to acknowledge that it's there. So last week I hosted on International Women's Day, I just facilitated a discussion around this idea of self-compassion. And we also did a practice, which is something that you can
download, and I'll give you that if you just go to emergentwomencoaching.com/links, and it's in the show notes. There will be a place to download. It's like a 10-minute. I didn't record the whole workshop, but I recorded a 10-minute practice that we did of really exploring your own relationship to self-compassion. And what was so interesting when we did this is that all of us on the call, there was just a handful of us, but even me leading it, it's like when you turn compassion back on yourself. So I had everyone thinking about, you know, finding something that they really could connect to in a compassionate way, like a person, a place, a thing, a memory, a world event going on, like something where you, it just evokes that feeling of compassion. And then I had them turn the lens back on themselves. And every single one of us, even as I was leading it, experienced this level of resistance to that. And this like, oh no, that is so uncomfortable. And I don't want to do that. I don't know how. This is scary. And as you start to experience this, and this was my first experience with it, it was like, oh, this is like so uncomfortable in my body. But if you can just sit with that discomfort and really explore it, and this is what this recording that I made will help you do. I don't want to do it while you're, you know, listening to this or driving or whatever you're doing right now. But if you can really start to explore your own relationship to that, that's where the power in transforming it is. It's not in taking control of your thoughts or, you know, making yourself bad or wrong because you have this thing going on. It's like we get frustrated that we're doing the thing that's already frustrating us, and we're just like beating ourselves up from multiple different levels. And when we're living in that kind of environment, like I actually visualize this part of myself who's this woman who has been through a lot of shit over the years. And I've talked about it and I've healed in many ways, but the way I have related to her is with so much coldness and judgment and shame and guilt, and not with any kind of love or self-compassion. And so I've been exploring that the last couple of weeks, and this will be kind of short. And this is like, I'm really taking this on this month. So I wanted to invite everyone listening to the show into this exploration of what does it look like to actually have compassion for ourselves? Because I found this part of myself that I honestly, and I, as I was doing trauma work this past year, I'd kind of come across her and not known what to do with her. And so she's like laying in a wet, dark cell, you know, in rags and just a depleted mess, like looks like someone who's been abused and just taken through the ringer. And I am learning how to have compassion for her and, you know, asking what she needs. And so I've been doing a lot of like self-hugging and self-love and gentle touch and just, you know, things that I felt like I've needed because I've had this so buried and locked down inside and all of these emotions that are just there and keep us stuck. Because as we continue to act in ways of like, I don't really love myself, we self-sabotage, right? And instead of self-compassion, we end up in this place of self-sabotage, or we end up in repeating cycles of burnout or abuse or trauma in our work, in our relationships, all over the place. And it's the access point to so many layers of healing. And it can be really confronting. And I'm not belittling that. And I don't want anyone to, you know, there was this concept that I learned in trauma healing around titrating, right? Like we have to titrate how much we go into this. I can't just like beat myself all over the head all day with self-compassion. And some days it's easier to access than others. And some times of day, it's easier to access than others. This was another part of the conversation we had on Friday where, you know, first thing in the morning, I actually have a really hard time like connecting to my heart, finding appreciation and gratitude and getting my body. I measure coherence between my heart. I have an app and a tool from HeartMath that it actually measures like your coherence levels. And I really struggle if I try to do it when I first wake up. Ironic because I made a 3-minute morning routine that was all about that, but I do it later in the day because I actually have an easier time connecting to that like after I've been up for a while. And so you might discover that for yourself. You might do it great first thing in the morning, or maybe you need to do it right before bed. I've started to do some of the stuff right before I go to bed, and I last night I didn't sleep better, but my resting heart rate and other things are improved when I do that. And all of this makes an impact not only in our health, but in our connection to our intuition and creativity, which is something that I talk about a lot on here, in our ability to think clearly and make, you know, big decisions or find the solution to something that's maybe bothering us, where we're living in our head a lot. And all of that is accessed through connecting to your heart, but also this idea of self-compassion and turning that compassionate lens. You don't have to do it towards yourself. I just think it's a really interesting exploration for us as women to do that, but connecting to compassion in some way. If you cannot turn that lens back towards you, cool. Acknowledge, practice sharing it and, you know, radiating it to something that you can. Maybe you have compassion for the trees. Maybe you have compassion for, you know, family, for something happening in the world that's a major world event. Like, it could be anything. And I challenge you to really experiment with and look at what comes up when you try to turn that lens of compassion back on yourself. So I hope this gets you thinking this week. This is my like real time. I when I relaunched this show, I kind of shared that we're going to have a growth edge episode. This is that. This is, you know, this is what I'm leaning into. It might end up being longer than that. We'll see. But there's, you know, different layers of healing that really goes into this. I don't know that we can heal how well we love and relate to ourselves. I don't know how long that's going to take. It's all an experiment. So I would love to know if you're going to join me in participating in that. And if you'd like some guidance in how do you actually get out of your head, connect to your heart, find compassion, and then turn that lens back on yourself, and this was something else I shared. You know, we all have tools, right? We all have the things that we do, and I've got my combination of things, and something that I'm gifted at is just like pulling things together and making it up as we go along. So the practice that I walked people through, it was largely grounded in heart math, but we also ended up going into some language of sensation and like more somatic exercises around how we're relating to self-compassion and dealing with that resistance that comes up with it. So that's all there. And also know, and this is what I encouraged every woman who joined me on that, is like we have our own tools. So it's about finding your rhythm and flow of what's going to work for you in doing some of this deeper inner work that helps you connect to your intuition and helps bring up business innovation and career innovation and, you know, how well you lead, all of that. And that's stuff we're going to start focusing on more as well. I've just been very in this place of getting out of my head and actually learning how to do that. So I wanted to share that on this episode. So with that, if you would like to have the guided thing, I think it's 8 minutes long, you can download it. Again, it's at emergentwomencoaching.com/links. And when you download it, you'll be on my list. I don't overly email anybody. You hear from me maybe once every 1 to 2 weeks, depending. Definitely every 2 weeks, sometimes about once a week. And I am hosting more of these kind of guided and facilitated discussions around certain things that apply to business and apply to leadership and apply to our health and apply to our personal growth and development. And so if you would like to participate in one of those in the future, you will get to know about it because you'll be in the know. So with that, we will see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I have a small request. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This is a huge help to us on our quest to reach even more women around the world. Finally, if you're searching for a free community of women on a similar journey to you, I'd like to invite you to join me inside the free Rise community, hosted off of social media on Circle. Here you'll find connection with other women in a safe and loving space, a weekly book club, live events designed to deepen your inner work journey, and additional resources to support your growth. Visit www.jointherise.co or simply click on the link in the show notes to join me. Until next time, remember to honor and love yourself in each moment. Embrace the challenges life throws at you and continue rising.